Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Kyle.
I think I've done it. I think I've gotten to the point. I thought it was going to be last year when this all, after this all started on Halloween night, they came by trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
And handed Katie like a bag of banana bread, and I told Katie to walk to the trash can with it and throw it away, and she did. I don't even think they'd left the driveway when that thing hit the bottom of the dumpster.
It's just unnecessary.
Oh, no. Very necessary.
And Steve.
I got an area code memory from when I was a kid. I grew up a 609er, and at some point, we changed to an 856.
Oh, how did you adjust?
Midstream.
You can't adjust like that.
Look, I'm here to tell the story, and that was the story. That's why you come here.
I have
come here for the tales.
So many questions about the ramifications.
I know.
You know?
I know.
Now, here they are, two guys who are living in style, Steve and Kyle.
I'm just happy I had the courage. Not everyone I know is as strong.
I think we are, without question, the clubhouse leader on area code and zip code talk. Unless there is a full-fledged zip code podcast, which maybe we've already talked about this.
I bet there. I'm sure there is.
To where you and I have talked about the idea of our offshoot, you know, picking up the zip codes where we do a whole episode.
Yeah, we'll call it Codecast.
Yeah, the Codecast. So, you know, you start whatever the... I don't know what the first zip code is.
Well,
or what's the first area code? Sorry.
0001?
You think there's a...
Oh.
What is the first area code? 201.
201.
You know where we're starting this podcast?
Hey, 201. That sounds familiar.
You know why?
Why?
New Jersey.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's a...
Very first area code rolled out in 1951 to New Jersey.
The intro's not even done yet, and we're already got... We're S in bits right here.
So, yeah, we would start at episode 2. You know, it would be episode 1 about area code 201.
Yeah.
We give all of our info about 201,
mm-hmm.
You know, so we got 6 minutes of content. We wrap her up. Next week, we come back with 202.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C.
D.C., baby.
We're talking the District of Columbia.
Uh-huh.
Talking Columbia, talking how they got to be a district.
Yeah.
Wrapping that up, we're coming back with Bridgeport, New Haven, Stamford, Connecticut.
Yeah. I remember learning about the reason that, like, major cities have lower area codes. And it was because with old rotary dial phones, if you needed to call a major city in a pinch, instead of having to go down to 9 and like 8, it just made it quicker. So if you were calling 212, you had to call DC. It was
okay,
real quick. Did you ever have a rotary dial phone?
Yes, I was old enough to have those growing up. That makes a ton of sense in terms of, like, importance.
Yeah.
So, obviously, if you need to get a hold of, you know, the local Inuit tribe up in Alaska and it's, you know, 9-1. Or no, it would be 999.
Yeah.
But, again, if you got to get a hold of those, the hot-footed politicians.
Yep.
The 212. Mm-hmm. But they thought the most important was the New Jersey Brethren of Steve.
That's right.
201.
Look, I'm not saying all roads lead back to New Jersey, but all roads lead back to New Jersey.
Somehow. If you're halfway on your way to Florida,
uh-huh. You
know, you're kind of zoned out on the highway for a while.
You make a wrong turn, you're in Jersey.
You look up and you're like, God, Cherry Hill?
How am I in Newark again?
Yeah, like, of all the places of Jersey, Newark.
I gotta start this thing over again?
You get back near, you know, now you gotta fly.
Look, I know that last week's episode ended in a flurry of confusion for me.
Yeah.
Seemed like a lot of excitement for you.
Yeah, finally.
I wasn't sure if you were going to be here today.
Yeah.
Because you left us in a bit of a lurch. Uh-huh. And you said, well, you flat out said you might not be here.
Yeah. And that, yeah, I really wanted you to know that, you know, good chance that was it.
Right. So what's happening? What has come up?
Mm-hmm.
What's the new venture that you're flirting with? Accepted? Declined? I need to know the status.
Yeah, none of that yet. I'm assuming it's a matter of time before the...
okay, so where we sit right now, there's no... Six-figure
offer is on the table.
Six-figure offer. We talking high six, low six, middle six?
We haven't nailed that in yet.
Okay.
But I randomly saw a post on Twitter. This was a while ago. It was nobody I even follow, but it was retweeted by an account that I do follow.
Mm-hmm. Are you willing to reveal, or is this just...
No, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Nothing's being held back here. It's not worth it.
You're not being coy. No. You're just going to tell us where you're going and what you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So there is... I'm currently sending some links and putting together a demo reel for the big time.
A demo reel? Like a podcast demo reel?
Yeah, I'm pulling some of our best hits and bits.
All right.
Without your interruptions.
Sure. Just edit me out.
No, it was a random tweet about looking to start a Detroit Lions and Detroit Tigers and Detroit Pistons based podcast.
Okay.
And they were looking for a host / co-host. And I thought, you know what? I don't even know if it would be a relationship that would work with whoever else would be launching this. A timeline that would work, whatever.
Where's this coming from?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah, I really don't know.
All right.
It's somebody, it looks like they have a series of other, they do a lot of their stuff, it looks, through YouTube, but
okay.
It was retweeted by one of the Detroit Tigers accounts I follow that is associated with, for anybody who follows sports, SB Nation.
Okay.
But it is not an SB Nation associated podcast.
So a Detroit-centric podcast.
Yes.
Detroit sports-centric podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Right up my alley.
I'm sure that most teams in all the major sports leagues mm-hmm. probably all have something similar in their network of media. I thought that you had 100% sworn off the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, still follow them, though.
Still okay, so you're still knowledgeable on them, but you wouldn't consider yourself a fan?
Boy, it's hard. You find out for that many years, it's hard. Habit to kick.
But now because there's so much hubbub about your
right.
your formerly beloved Detroit Lions.
Which in my mind just leads to that precipitous fall off the cliff, right. which is inevitable by October.
Now, you were the guy that was every Sunday or Monday or Thursday or whatever night they were playing, day they were playing, if they had a big win, you were posting the forward down the field, marching band won't yield, something like that.
Yes, you got it. Haven't done that in years.
But you haven't done that in years. You have.
It was the day they traded the best player in that, well, the best quarterback in that franchise's history, Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford took his talents to
Huntington Beach or whatever beach is over there,
to the left coast.
Yeah,
and I thought I think it was the day after that you showed up at my house with a Stafford jersey on for his new team.
Yep. Yep, so I have the L.A. Rams. Mm-hmm. At this point, as it stands today, I have much more L.A. Rams merch than I do Lions merch.
Okay.
I went full tilt. My team won a Super Bowl, which as a pathetic, idiotic Lions fan for the first 30-some-odd years of my life, I never even sniffed the idea of a Super Bowl. So
I don't know if you should include this on your reel.
Mm-hmm. This part, you mean?
Yeah, this part.
Yeah,
you should probably edit
this
out.
One out. Yeah.
If you just want to give a go Lions, I'm a fan. I'll just.
You'll cut that.
Yeah, I'll step back. Go ahead.
Go Lions. You guys are the best.
And edit. Okay.
No, what my plan is I'm just going to send this guy some links. He had requested via email a. Because that's how the pros do it.
So you got a reply.
Oh, yeah, and listen, this isn't like some big time thing. This would be more for fun for me.
So is this Like, what kind of time commitment are you talking about?
I have no ideas. I just wanted you to be your toes.
It's just in the idea stage at this point.
It is.
So no doubt, like any other podcast, out of the gate, like gangbusters, mm-hmm. you're doing 5 episodes a week.
Probably, right.
By week 4, you're down to 2 episodes a week.
Mm-hmm.
By week 6, you're closing out all the accounts,
mm-hmm.
deleting all evidence that it ever existed.
Yeah, and never referencing it again.
Never referencing it again.
Or, much like, the alternative side, is it just dragged on for like 7 years.
Just the worst. Just the worst when podcasts don't realize that it's time to call it quits. But after, 7 years? 300, mm-hmm. I don't know, spitball in here, 79 episodes, 80 if you count a lost episode.
In all seriousness, no, it obviously is not going to change.
So you're leaving.
Yeah, I'm hitting.
All right.
I'm out the door.
Auditioning for your replacement starting next week.
MDP? Justin with a Y, short commute.
I'd be lying if I said that I didn't have some feelers out there already. I kind of sensed
that it was coming.
It's
just smart. You don't want to be caught
off
guard.
Look, you got to diversify.
Yes.
In your case, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
To dip your toes into the unknown waters.
Yeah.
I don't think, maybe that's a bad analogy because you fear water and everything that lives in it. So,
well, it's horrifying. I mean, we don't need to recap, but most of our tweets that we receive from listeners now are about...
It's just shark attacks.
The horrid things happening in and near the ocean. So I had a fully legitimate conversation that made my wife laugh when we were talking about evolution in the car, because I said...
Wait, you guys get deep on car rides.
No, because I had said that sharks are, going through evolution, and you just wait until they get their little foot paddles and they're walking on the beach and chomping legs.
I can't imagine they'll be fast though. I mean, right off the bat, it's going to be open season on sharks walking across the beach.
Right.
And they're just going to be getting hit with baseball bats left and right.
Right.
Because they're not fast. In the water, deadly creatures.
Yep.
On land,
useless.
Yeah, you're in our dojo now.
I mean, unless you literally walk into its mouth.
Right.
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 Like if you're walking near his hey, what's that thing?
Yeah.
And he chomps you while he's hanging out on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Like an old Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Yes.
It's got its mouth open so wide that you think it's a cave. And you just walk right in.
Yeah. And presumably also like, the Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Where Wile E. Coyote didn't fall until he noticed he was over air when he ran over the cliff.
And then he falls and then the cloud. Okay. So you're leaving?
Yes, I think so. I think it's safe to say
to do
my time here is
to do
end.
Sports pod.
Yeah, my true passion.
True sports talk. True passion.
Listen, this is the 1990s and radio.
Oh my god!
I would be on the forefront of thought.
Yeah,
with this. This will be my second. Listen again. I have no idea this is going to happen. I'm going to send him some links of. The episode I did with my friend Kyle Koster from The Big Lead, talking about the Lions.
Yeah.
As well as some clips from Sports Tate about the Tigers, because he wants like some Tigers-specific talk and some Lions-specific talk,
again,
which is fine.
That's not Sports Take.
That's right.
Sports Tate.
Can't wait for that.
The number 8.
Yeah. Can't wait for that conversation about what the hell is this and what does it mean.
Look, the best part about that is you can give me full credit for the stupid idea if he hates it. And if he loves it, you take full credit. I'm willing to. Here, look, I'm handing that to you. I'm balancing it right here in between us. So
I'm honored.
Whichever way you want to push, you want to pull, do what you need. I'm all about building superstars here.
Man, listen,
from the Living in Style Podcast Network.
Listen, sports guy, I've been saddled with just a dead weight of idiocy for the better part of 7 years.
If that gets you out of my hair, please.
Well, no, I might take this on, please. Depending on time commitment and everything, because I don't want to over. I mean,
okay.
I don't want to overdo just life in general with side stuff. I've been making an effort, a concerted effort, to declutter a lot of that stuff in life.
That's a good thing. You got a, you know, you got a family.
Yeah.
You got a lot of irons in the fire.
And it's part of the reason.
You spend upwards of 9 hours a day denying mortgages.
Where's my stamp?
For hardworking American families.
I like the denied one. I'm just going to go straight to the you're an idiot one. And just, this is me every day.
Denied.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Was that not enough? You're an idiot.
So.
How many things to whoever sent us these? I don't remember, but denied so, and you're an idiot.
I need, like, I need to know more. I have a million questions.
Well, those questions are, might as well send them right to this guy I've communicated
with. Well, my first question is, if this is something that you decide to take on, say you guys, you hit it off.
Yeah.
Just instant chemistry.
Yeah.
Talking about, I don't know, on base percentage.
Yeah, or the big game.
The big game.
Yep, and then, you know, zone defense.
Zone defense.
In the front seven.
Yeah, I mean, are they running the nickel?
Slot, slot receiver?
Or the dime.
You know, all the big stuff.
Are you going to be, I mean, of course I need to know logistically, are you going to be doing that from your house? Is it a, is it going to be a remote thing?
Yeah, presumably.
Are you going to be building a studio?
No, never. I would not be so dumb as to reduce my home's value as building a podcast studio.
Yeah.
And especially doing stuff like concrete.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Imagine doing that twice.
And then making it permanent, like really leaving it in there. No, I'd have to be just a real idiot.
So you're going to, it's just going to be you in your recliner.
Yep.
Microphone balanced on the arm.
Yep.
Like yeah, during our COVID records.
Yeah, I would probably look at getting a different microphone.
Okay, so you're going to upgrade one piece of equipment.
Yep, which I think is all I need.
That shows how serious you are about this.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously, I mean, you know, I'd love to let you come in and use the studio, but...
Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to commute for that as well as this.
Sure, sure. Okay,
it's just extra effort, so...
Are you going to be the number one guy or you're going to be the number two guy?
I will no longer am I taking
a backseat,
the second banana. Okay. I'm a driver.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to drive the content.
You're
I'm
driving
drive the
bus.
Discussion. I want people out of my way.
Okay.
In fact, this whole idea of host slash co-host, I'm pitching no co-host.
No co-host.
Let me run. Actually, that sounds terrifying. I don't know. Like Jim Rome doing that forever. Like, no.
Yeah.
The idea of uninterrupted blathering of sports opinion for hours sounds awful.
Another question. What will you do to combat the severe boredom that this will no doubt bring about? Just talking.
For me, you think?
Talking about X's and O's.
Oh. Just gave me goosebumps. Exciting.
You're excited. Okay.
Exciting. Like, I can't wait to break down, you know, the third play.
I hate to cut you off, but I got another question.
Yeah, of course.
This will no doubt be another no money venture, correct?
Oh, God. You book it. This is a loser.
Because if the world needs one thing, it's more idiots talking about sports.
Especially, presumably, two middle-aged white guys.
With zero sports experience.
Right.
Other than, I mean, look, I think that, you know what I think you should send? Is as part of your reel to show that you're a real sport head, real sports guy, you need to send the first episode that we recorded after your horrific injury on the softball field so he can know that that ERA is still infinite.
I do. Yeah. I should send. Can somebody mock up for me like one of those Topps cards? And then when you flip it over, it has your statistics.
Yeah, right. And it just shows you balancing on one foot as you're hobbling to the parking lot.
Yes. And so that's the picture. And then on the back, 2017, innings pitched, 0.0.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hits allowed, 2.
Yep.
ERA.
Infinite.
The infinite symbol. Can somebody please do that?
There's going to be so many asterisks on this card.
Yes.
To fill in the blanks.
I tell you what, though, it's going
to
look...
Oh, but what about, like, feet hobbled to the parking lot to drive to the emergency room? You got at least like, what, 300 probably?
No question.
That was a long, long walk.
You're absolutely right.
That's got to lead the league.
In steps?
Mm-hmm.
No question. Yeah. You know, maybe I include the 2018 stats where I came back and went on a batting tear on my farewell tour. Yeah, no big deal.
Batting tear, huh?
Listen, I'm trying to scroll back to those messages because I don't know if it was... No, it was 2017. I don't think I did that during 2018 where I kept batting stats for our whole team.
Are you still in that group? Is there still that group message?
I mean, it just ended after the team ended back in 2018, right?
I'm confident that I was removed from it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because who was running the show? Because I didn't do it.
I don't know, but I never got another update again.
Well, that would make sense. Again, the team ended.
It's what was like it there called?
Oh, I have no idea. It would have been 2018, right?
Oh, boy. I don't know if it goes back that far. Let's see. Don't know who that is. Boy, I'm only back 38 weeks.
Boy, I am back to 4 years ago on my Facebook messages, and I have consecutive messages to the Hartford City News Times, the City of Hartford, Indiana, Hartford City, Indiana, and the Hartford City Public Library.
Okay, I'm back 3 years at this point.
Oh, there it is.
What is it called?
I believe it's a group message on Facebook titled The Effing Champions, but effing is not...
So the F apostrophe N?
No. Like the full curse word.
Oh, look at that. Okay. Do you think... I'm going to reply to this message right now and say, so when's the next game?
Don't do it. Dudes. Don't do it. Don't do it. I will delete. I'm deleting it. I am not. Listen, my career is over. I have made that very clear. But yes, maybe I'll dig back in, grab some statistics, and send those along as well to prove I'm worth the time to invest because I am.
Oh, I forgot. Everyone had nicknames in this.
I am athlete.
There's old sponsor. There's Helen Keller of softball, which is our buddy Rusty.
Yep. Yep.
There's somebody. Who is this? Part-time pitcher. Oh, that's Chris. That's right. Chris has been banned from Facebook, so it doesn't have an account anymore.
And it doesn't even show his messages.
No.
Beautiful. Beautiful. But yes, I might be leaving, Steve. I might be moving on to the big time.
Greener pastures, no doubt. I mean, they can't get any more.
Well, you can't lose any more money than we do.
Oh, we could. We absolutely could.
Well, we've had some ideas that, you know, again, would be also money losers.
Every idea that we've had has been a losing effort. So, what's our timeline looking like? When are you thinking that you're going to clear out your office?
Yeah, I would assume I'll be...
Are you going to come back for the holiday episode when we do the gift exchange?
No.
Take that as a no.
You said come back and do another one of these?
Yeah. Okay. Guess that's a big big no.
Big old holy cow. No. Hey, I'm sorry. That one caught me off guard.
Okay.
Whew, all right. It's exciting. I like it.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
This is...
I think it would be something... I think I would enjoy it up until... the obligation would, again, make me unpleasant to be. I wouldn't want to deal with it. So maybe I won't do this.
I think it has the potential to be a lot of fun. If it's a once-a-week thing and you're doing 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah. I can't do twice, three times a week.
But once that loser that you're hosting with says, hey, man, you see the big guy got traded? We need to do an emergency pod. Emergency episode.
What it would be, too. And that's the way sports feels like they need. We need our opinion out there.
Yeah.
Because our opinion is what the masses are waiting for, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
What is this going to be called? Are you going to have nicknames?
See, this thing is not even off the
ground. Is it like Binky and the Stooge or something? I mean, you got to be Binky, right?
I'm not the Stooge. I told you. My Stooge days are done. Okay? Done with it.
Okay.
Thank you for your understanding at this time.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. I know some people would be sad, but I'm thrilled. Thrilled to be getting rid of you.
Wait, what?
Huh?
So auditions for the new co-host of this thing start soon.
Boy, this is big news. No chance I'm continuing this.
No, why would you?
No, this is going to become a storage room. Maybe I'll finally turn it into my walk-in humidor that I've been talking about for about 7 seconds now.
Nice sauna. Mm-hmm. You got any ventilation? You'd have to cut into some concrete,
probably,
right?
Probably.
Yeah, this seems right up your alley, though. Yeah. Seems like anytime you have to make a physical change to the foundation of the house, something you would be interested in doing.
I got a ton of wood out in the backyard. I can easily repurpose it.
So before we get to whatever time we have left talking about the goings-on of the garage,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to quickly mention for next week we can talk. But by the time this episode is aired, I'll have already been and returned from what I have desired to do for so very long. I took you to one of these. I've gone mm-hmm. to a handful of them over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
But I've been waiting and waiting and waiting to finally go to a pay-per-view event for WWE.
Oh, this is a big one too, right?
And this is the
biggest one of the summer?
It's probably the third biggest that they do during the year.
Legally, are we allowed to say?
Let's check the litigiousness of WWE and say that this by the time this is aired, I'll have been at WWE SummerSlam.
The biggest slam of the summer, they call it.
Yeah, the slammiest of all the summer months.
Wow. So those babies couldn't be cheap, those tickets, right?
We got decent seats as well. Okay. Lower bowl.
Where is it at?
Ford Field. The big football field. I think they're expecting probably well over 50,000 people at this thing.
It's right there in the Windy City.
Yes, the magic city of downtown Detroit.
City that never sleeps.
So I've been waiting to do a pay-per-view event and hoping for a big one. And this is a big one.
This is, right. Yeah, of course. I mean, the biggest match, of course, is Stan the Man. Versus,
we've got Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso. Mm-hmm. It's tribal warfare now. Everybody knows that.
I keep hearing a promo running on the radio station for SummerSlam, and it annoys me because the big announcer voice puts the emphasis on the wrong word in SummerSlam. He says SummerSlam.
Oh, no.
It's SummerSlam.
Yes, exactly.
Then he also says, He says Brock Lesnar.
Oh, come on. How do you not reread that? Right? Like, make an iota of an effort.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So what? Tell me about this. How did this come about? Are you going by yourself? Or are you going with some WrestleMates?
Going with a couple of friends. Okay. And
you got an extra ticket? Did you think to invite your old pal Steve?
They were not cheap enough to just have an extra in case. We paid.
Did you think to ask me before you were going to buy them?
No.
Got it.
Could not have imagined you would have been remotely interested in doing an overnight in downtown Detroit after spending an entire day around wrestling fans. Because that doesn't truly excite me.
Look, we got the lavalier mics now. We could have recorded an episode. We could have done the car cast that we've talked about numerous times.
Yes. So, yeah, we're headed down there Saturday morning. To get there to spend the entire day and drink in the aura of the downtown Detroit, where they're going to have, they've got different type of experiences and shops and everything set up for the day.
You got like Triple H will put you in a leg lock or something.
Right. What does a stunner actually feel like? You know, and you get step into a machine and someone kicks you in the gut and gives you a stunner.
It sounds great.
$10. $10 a pop.
It's actually really fairly priced.
It's a really reasonable deal
to
get kicked in the gut. So I am, three dudes. We're headed down there for, decent seats, I believe. Again, I've never seen a wrestling show in a football stadium. So it's lower bowl, like the seat, so not floor, 16th row up in the lower bowl.
All right. So you said roughly 50,000 people will be in attendance at this.
Yeah. Giving me a tiny bit of finger-tingling anxiety thinking about that, because that's not my favorite experience in the world.
Question, will you be wearing the Stone Cold shirt with the talking
little talky box on it.
I don't have it. And I believe the last time we looked on eBay,
they were pretty expensive.
It was way too expensive. I've decided I'm not wearing any wrestling merch.
Oh no. That big mistake. Number one, that is your biggest mistake. Can you see if you can find one of those shirts on eBay? Let's post it to our social media. See if we can get someone to buy it for you. If somebody buys it for you, will you wear it?
I mean, it would have to get here within the next... I mean, this episode's coming out after the event. The timeline's all wonky just based on that being possible to even get
here. It doesn't matter.
I'm looking right now on eBay. I have it pulled up. A lot of Stone Cold Steve Austin merch. Not the one I'm looking... I typed it as in sound shirt. Because I'm guessing that's the only one where he has three buttons on the bottom.
And what would he say? Like, give me another brew or something?
Give me another hell yeah. And one, the glass would shatter.
Oh, and the intro music played?
Yeah, not the whole music. Dun, 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 dun. But yeah, so there's a lot of merch, but...
Didn't you say you were wearing that shirt on 9/11 or something?
No. I was wearing a Stone Cold Steve Austin jersey. That had the smoking skull. And I looked at it because my teacher at that point mentioned, remember where you were this day? Remember what you were wearing this day? And I looked down and I thought, I was wearing a Stone Cold Steve Austin football jersey and khaki shorts.
Because you wanted to dress up a bit. You didn't want to be...
Well, obviously you want to be dressed up for the, you know, the biggest national tragedy that this country ever endures. So I put on my finest that morning.
Okay. All right, so morning of 9/11/01, you wake up 7 a.m. That's going to be a big day, Kyle. What are you going to wear? I'm wearing the Stone Cold shirt.
Well, at that point, I thought, you know, today's the day I finally get the hot babe in school to notice me. And what's the only way to do that? Bust out the smoking skull football jersey with the number 3:16 on the back. Name above it, Austin, to let her know I'm a tough guy.
That's right. Austin's 3:16 says, we're going to go to the prom.
In eighth grade, but I'm thinking long term. I'm thinking, obviously, I'm going to meet my wife, future wife, wearing this bitchin' merch. So, yeah, okay. The big wrestling show, right. Three grown men going to
Who's
this.
Who's going? Who's going to?
My friend Jason.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Matt.
Okay.
Myself. And we are going down there. So this event got announced. And within minutes, I was online booking a hotel well before tickets were even remotely on sale.
Okay.
So I booked us a hotel room about 3/4 mile down just to walk to the Ford Field.
Yep.
A couple months later, the tickets went on sale with whatever, you know, 8 million pre-sale codes is the way tickets go nowadays. Got us these nice seats.
Mm-hmm.
Paid it all off. And now we wait. For three grown men to hopefully relive and hear, you know, the dream is that you hear like Stone Cold Steve Austin's music or The Rock's music.
Do they do anything with it anymore? Is Stone Cold still?
Well, Stone Cold Steve Austin hadn't wrestled in, I think, 18 years, 17 years until WrestleMania 2 years ago. He had a match at WrestleMania in Texas. And that was just me sitting in my living room grinning ear to ear for like 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Because that was so cool to see.
He
looked okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he worked with a guy who was, you know, meant to keep him safe because he's still got a really bum neck.
Yeah.
Almost died from compression of the vertebrae.
Sure.
Fun. So that's the dream, right? But just to see some fun, wrestling's so much more fun in person.
Yeah.
Than it is on TV because you're watching on TV, it's a bad match. But when you're there, it's a different experience and everything and all the smells of the ingrates around you.
Sure. I mean, surrounded by 50,000 losers.
No question. And then us three.
Right. Well, yeah.
Right?
Sure. Let me ask question. Are you going to give yourself a neck beard for this event?
Oh, boy. I've got a few days to grow this out only underneath.
Yeah, you need to get
shave
rid of
it straight down.
Get rid of all of this up here and just let it get stringy on the neck. The Beard Father would not be pleased, but I think he'd appreciate the commitment.
Right, to the bit.
Yeah.
Of being a literal neck beard at a wrestling event.
Yeah.
I can't wait to give you a recap on this next week because this is huge. It's not I haven't watched wrestling in years. Really, I kind of follow it on the side, so I know of the matches and kind of what's going on in the storyline before this. But for me, this is one of those, like, if I found out a gigantic event for whatever event that I don't really care about, but it's an event that I want to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I think that's neat to see. I kind of do that on trips too, where it's maybe not be a hobby of mine, but hey, it's something to be a part of and to say, hey, I was able to see whatever off Route 66 or whatever in Big Town that normally I wouldn't care about. I like to be able to say I had done that stuff.
Yeah.
For me, it's a fanhood, but hey, you know, I went to a massive event at a football arena and was able to hang out with 50,000 of the worst people on the planet.
And pay good money to do so.
Very good money.
Okay. Are you comfortable saying how much you paid for these
tickets? Yeah, I think it was about a little over $200 a ticket.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
So for decent seats.
I thought you were going to say it was like $700-$800 bucks a ticket.
I think you're like me in this regard. So I don't know. What event for you would it be? Or art, music artist, or probably not sporting event, but whatever. Yeah. What would it be for you where you would have to say, this is a, you know, run it up the flagpole to a net type of thing. I want to spend $500 a ticket.
Yeah.
What is it for you?
I don't know. I mean, probably a Springsteen concert or something like that, but it would have to be
like the farewell tour of a Springsteen concert.
Yeah, and it would have to be, I mean, if Springsteen played Red Rocks or something,
sure,
that would be amazing.
Yes.
Because we saw some jam band there, which
it's not your music. You just want to go to the venue.
I just wanted to go to the venue it's such an amazing venue. Yep, but yeah, it would have to be something like that along those lines.
Mm-hmm. Obviously I told Katie, we talked about this, you know, multiple times, is what's the dollar amount where you talk it over with your spouse.
Yeah.
So obviously me buying three tickets at this price point, I'm like, hey, just so you know, I'm buying these, paying back. But yeah, it's this much money.
Yeah.
To do it.
And she's not surprised by that. She knows you're a, you know, complete degenerate.
No question. No question. She knows about the sports betting. She knows everything going on.
Are you dropping some money on the sports betting for SummerSlam?
No. No, the sports betting money has been exclusively earmarked for post Supreme Court student loan decisions, mm-hmm. which has been made. So as of in the next month or so, that is, the sports betting is going down to zero.
The way of the dodo.
No, it's still going to happen. I'm sorry.
Oh, if anything, you're just going to double down on it now.
I'm keeping...
Because you got to replenish.
I am cutting, more than 90% of my sports betting money gone to pay down some debt.
I'd say that's somehow very responsible of you.
Well, I was hoping. And so, yeah, we've got to get that down before we start looking at our future. But
you're going to be in a casino.
Oh, I know where we're going. We're going to the casino. So, I've already got the dice in my hand, why Steve.
Double or nothing?
With all of that money?
With all the money?
On craps? Boy. Huh.
Put it on the pass line, man.
I don't think my ticker would take it. I really don't.
I'll take it. I'll do it for you.
No, that's not the point. I don't think my heart could handle that anxiety, that level of stress of spending that much or putting that much on the line. So, yeah, it's for me, this is an event-driven thing. It'll be cool to see one of these big events in person.
Right.
Experience the sound. They build special stages, special ramps for all this thing because it's not a normal arena that they do these events on, you know, with the straight ramps. A lot of them have to curve and they're big designs.
I mean, there's nothing more exciting than a curved ramp.
Well, I'm just saying.
Instead of a straight ramp.
They build them. They're special built for the venue and for these events.
Uh-huh.
I'm very excited to be there.
Curved ramps. You heard it, folks. Now, are you guys you're carpooling over together, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Are you taking two vehicles? Because you no doubt have to pack all the Mountain Dew and Doritos into the one because that's all you eat for those 2 days.
Let me tell you the funnest part of this trip. And this is how I'm going to end this conversation before we move on and wrap up this episode. Got the hotel room.
Yeah.
Booked it early.
Yeah.
Booked it early.
You all sharing a room? Of course you are because, again, degenerates couldn't possibly.
It's three guys, three of us.
Okay.
Two double beds.
Wow.
I waited too long in terms of I thought a month ago. I'd like to stay at one of those. I'd like to stay at the casino.
Yeah.
Like you pull into their ramp. You don't got to worry about parking in somewhere else.
Yep.
It's a little bit more money, yeah, but
like
I think
$40 a night or something to park.
Yeah, it'd just be nice. And gone. Because what happens with these big events, the SummerSlams, the WrestleManias, the Royal Rumbles, is conventions come into town.
Mm-hmm.
And smaller wrestling companies come into town. And there's meet and greets. There's signing stuff. So,
sure, it's like anything. It's like wherever the Super Bowl is.
Yes.
For that week.
It becomes like a village almost.
Yeah.
So all of these are bought up not necessarily by the 50,000 people going to the event.
Right.
But also by, you know, the people coming in to set up the event. And again, all of these media things as well. So, yeah, I waited too long. The casinos are like sold out. And we're going to make it work. It is what it is. I'm not too worried about it because that would ruin the fun of being like, oh, well, we got this room instead of a different room. I'm trying to. I told Katie already yesterday. I said, oh, yeah, I'm going to miss you guys. I don't like being gone like overnight by myself and leaving them. And she goes, you need to stop and just try to enjoy it. So that's the goal.
Yeah.
Is to just get buzzed drunk in the afternoon by, down by the river in Detroit and walk in buzzed to a wrestling event at 8 o'clock on Saturday.
Well,
I'm excited, man.
Sounds like you're going to have a blast.
Should I FaceTime you or video call you there?
No.
You want to see like the intro?
It'll
be around.
Look, the one thing I do want.
Yeah.
I want a picture of that curved ramp.
I can't wait. I'll try to get nice and close for you. Nice and tight.
See if it comes around. Maybe do a quick video, a quick pan of the ramp.
Yeah.
So I can see
much like
how Cody Rhodes is going to run down the ramp.
Well, he's going to be there too. And I don't know if you've heard the Cody Rhodes theme song. Of course you have. It's a dumb question. And how the crowd really lights up during one part.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh.
This is so.
Isn't there something for you, though, at a concert, too, where you know whether it's an iconic part of a song or an iconic part of a show that community knows is coming, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to sing it in unison or be a part of it in unison.
Yeah.
It just feels like it rumbles your body.
You see that a lot, especially in the European soccer games,
and
the soccer stadiums, where everybody is singing whatever the adopted team theme song is. Yeah.
There's a few of those in wrestling today in terms of theme songs. When the music hits, portions of that song where the crowd will bring it up together that I'm looking forward to just being in, because I don't really know the time. Like I said, I'm not a lapsed fan, but I'm not watching and following, but I know those exist.
But mainly, you're going for the ramp.
Going for the ramp. I will tell you this much. I have one experience in my life that I remember, and it was, I forget the year, but it was the Michigan State versus Wisconsin football game. And it was a prime time. It got a change to prime time. Huge game. This was back when Kirk Cousins was there. Everybody knows our favorite local cheapskate friend, Dutch friend from around West Michigan.
I heard he bought a massively expensive house.
Yes. Yeah, he is, I would assume, preparing to live here after his football career is over. He was the quarterback at Michigan State. Whatever. Ended up, it was a really good game. Hail Mary to end the game. Bounced off of a defender into a receiver's hand who pushed over the goal line. It was like a 10-minute review before the refs came back and determined it was a touchdown.
Touchdown.
That moment in my life is forever iconic for me. College football stadium, which I don't know if you've been to.
I've been to.
They're just concrete slabs.
One game at the Big House.
Okay. Concrete slabs.
Mm-hmm.
So you're walking up. Everything is, it's tight. It's bleachers. It's concrete. My friend jumps into my arms as we're celebrating. Mm-hmm. And I'm holding him. And somehow, my only feat of strength I can ever claim, held him, didn't tumble 30 rows down into our death in excitement.
I was really hoping you were going to say, like, you tore your ACL or something.
No. And so I remember that moment forever. It will only be replicated if Saturday night I hear one of Stone Cold Steve Austin's music, The Rock's music hit, when I will, no question, jump for joy into one of my friend's
arms.
Would
you cry?
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I need the video of.
Is tears?
I need you.
I will turn around and do a video immediately.
So if you hear, if you smell. I need you to have your phone. Have your phone right here.
Yes.
Have the camera already set on selfie mode.
Yeah.
And if you smell, I want to at least hear in the video, what the rock?
Right.
So I need you to basically be ready at all times.
I'll have phone ready.
Phone at an arm's length, thumb hovering over the record button. And I need to see, maybe switch it back and forth so I can see the rock coming down. Look, I need to see this ramp now. You've built this ramp up so much. I need to see it, especially if it's curved.
I don't want to build it up. I hear it's got a curve.
But I want to see the tears flowing.
I want to see
you embracing other grown men.
Yes.
Because a man is walking to the ring in a bathing suit.
The Rock! Right? So
I need to see this.
What you'll see also is, and you may have seen these videos every now and again go viral, of like, parachuter drops his phone.
Yeah.
That'll be me, but just in a football arena as it cascades down the rows towards,
right.
towards, you know, inevitable crashing.
Well, man, I couldn't be more excited for you.
Could you?
Yeah, maybe, probably. I mean,
what would you have, even if it was just for content? Because I feel like, obviously, you're not a wrestling fan, but like, are you an event guy like that? Would that be something that if I said, hey, I've got an extra ticket and it was free? Would you be like, absolutely.
You would. If the stars all aligned and there wasn't like, you know, something going on that day or if I wasn't out of town, absolutely.
Yeah, you'd tell wife, you know, hey, daddy's hitting the road. I'm going to come back all horned up from watching 4 hours of dudes in bathing suits.
I come back in my jean shorts.
Somehow you've got glitter and face paint like the Ultimate Warrior on you. Boy.
I'm in.
Quite a show.
Somebody backs out. You let me know.
Listen, next pay-per-view, I'm coming to you. The next big one that's in Detroit or in Michigan.
It's in this town. Maybe not this town.
Yeah, but. I don't think it'll be a pay-per-view in this town. But yeah, next pay-per-view in this state, I'm coming to you to see if you want to be included in the party.
I'm disappointed you didn't come to me.
I can only apologize. I did not think it would be something that would be remotely considered.
Just give me right of first refusal, you know?
That's fair. It's a fair request.
I can always say no.
A fair, fair request.
All right.
I'm excited. Can't wait to get that to you next week.
Oh, boy. This is big. I'm excited for you.
Yeah. I mean, listen, next week's got to be the week where we get the behind-the-scenes details, maybe a video update on the garage.
Oh.
What I would like to get from you, mm-hmm. maybe not today, but maybe by next week, is a firm date on when you and I can record the inaugural Garage Cast. Would it be Garage 2.0 Cast?
Yeah.
In APS 4.5.
So we're gonna record a full episode out there.
I think so.
Okay. I did think about when I was designing it. I was like, oh, it'd be cool to put a little 10 foot by 10 foot.
Rebuild like, exactly this. Like change nothing.
Yeah. Like take down one piece at a time, carry it out there, hammer it, nail it back up. That'd be cool to have our own little. Oh boy. It's not too late.
Yeah.
Not too late to add just, look, what's this, 68 square feet, I think we've determined.
Yeah.
Give it a couple, make it 70 square feet.
What would we do with all that extra room?
I know. Really let us stretch out. All right. I'm looking forward to hearing the recap.
Yes.
From Big WrestleFest.
Yep.
The slammiest summer there's ever been.
But when you put it that way, this seems like a grown-up activity to go to.
At Stephen Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Maybe we'll be back for another episode. I don't know. We're still... I'm just...
I don't make the guarantee, Steve.
Look, just make sure that you let me know. So I'm not sitting here one Saturday morning or Sunday morning waiting for you to show up.
As much notice as I can,
mm-hmm.
Without offending, you know, my new partner.
Sure. Yeah, of course. Wouldn't want to do that. At Stephen Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll talk to you next week.